Speak. So you need this.
I will jog.
We are. You instruct us to think about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna when we chant, when we take Harinam, and Srila Prabhupada, my Srila Prabhupada. He says that the chanting of the holy name is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. So, can you say something about that?
Oh, first, Shamrani, have you heard?
Yes, we've heard from our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, that the chanting...
What is his question?
Yes, that the chanting of Hare Krishna is like the cry of a child for his mother. Can you explain that?
Well, because we're also...
There are so many moods. This is one of the mood.
Yes, one mood. Mm.
First we should cry like this. Why? Oh. You should be merciful to take our all kinds of problems on earth. So we should weep like a child. That name Prabhu, Radha and Krishna, conjugal, they should take away our all kinds of difficulties, sorrow, suffering of this life. First, all kinds of unearthly we can take, so that our heart will be pure, smooth. And then we can chant. And then anyone can cry, oh, Nam Prabhu, you should be merciful. That we should chant name like Rupa Goswami, Sada Goswami. After that, like gopis. So gradually, a standard will be gone.
Can I ask one more question? What is our position on the Nityananda Vamsas? What is their
position?
What is our understanding of Nityananda Vamsa, that disciplic succession?
You can go there and you should be answered their sons, daughters and everything. You should go there in Bengal and serve their children of Nityananda Vamsa. We don't have anything relation with Vamsa or anything.
In the beginning, was it something pure?
We don't know anything. We know Nityananda Prabhu, Jannava Devi, Vasudha Devi, Durbhadra Prabhu and all others. Disciples are, pure disciples are Vamsa. Advaita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no Vamsa. But Vamsa or Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and disciplic orders are done. We only see this. We have no relation with all ones. If you want, you can go and serve. Always question.
Can you repeat some of what you spoke in the class last night?
What?
Can you repeat what you said last night in class about how all vastus, all things have power and all that power comes from Radhika?
What I told you can explain. What I
told. Well, basically you said that every single thing in the material and spiritual world all have some shakti or power. Like the sun has heat and light, water has wetness and coolness. And everything that has a power, all those powers, spiritual and material, are all coming from Parashakti, Radhika. Her form is the source of all other forms and all other powers.
Then, our power cannot have a shape, but the power of Krishna. Oh, Parashakti has para power, Radhika. He can have lakhs and lakhs, thousands of bodies and places. So, Radhika has so many manifests of giving pleasure to Krishna. By
ভিতরে গ্যাস হয়ে গেছে, জানা দরজা খুলে দিলে হয়,
বলে দাও। You, what are doing, Prabhu?
I was helping with that Brahma Nautilus.
Now,
a bona fide Uttama Mahabhagavad Guru. The first is Worship Messiah, and you gave Narada Muni in his first stage. You said that such a guru can hold up his hand and say, I bless you with Braj Bhakti. My question is, how can a person like Narada, in his first stage, who doesn't have that Braj Bhakti, how can he bless someone that you will go to Goloka Vrindavan?
Okay. Like a magician. Like a magician. I have told so many examples. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti has given that there was not really fighting among Yadvanshi. That has been given in Mahabharata. It was illusory. And the persons generally concept they saw that they are quarreling and dying. But no one died, nothing was all with their body, internal body. Satchidananda Vigraha Devanti Goloka Vrindavan. So, Narada Rishi, like Krishna, he can do all these things very easily. Oh, you should go to Vrindavan. Like Gop Kumar, his Guru Sarv Damodar, Sarv. He told to his disciples, oh, advance. And he quickly saw that he was passing through all the universe and Vaikuntha, Golok, and then he went directly to Vrindavan. So like a magic, it can be.
But my question is, how can a Murchit Kasaya Mahabhagwat, who himself has not realized his own Swarup, how can he give that blessing to another?
Oh, Narada was like this. He can help so much. But as he can do in his third, second
stage,
or he cannot do in first stage.
But not.
He cannot. But he can do more than others.
Right. Also, you said in a lecture in Russia that when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking the Bhagavatam, everyone in that assembly with Maharaj Parikit went to Goloka Vrindavan.
Yes.
But I thought that many of them were less qualified rishis and gyanis.
They will all turn to Sudhava.
When they began, they were kamis, gyanis and yogis. At the beginning,
they were kyanis, garmis.
Kami and gyanis. Different.
But
yogis.
By the power of Sukadeva Goswami and by the what?
Influence
and mercy of. Oh. On the seventh day, all were liberated and saved. But not in a one stage, but so many different.
But very much. Any jiva for a long time, his habit and tendency is to be lazy, to sleep, to not do, not to be 24 hours doing bhakti. So what is the secret to change this nature and to become like Aranya Maharaj, always engaged, trying? There is some secret?
It may be some past activities. That served sadhus, Guru Vaishnava. And that is why they are so much strong. But we can do in this life also. Not obeying mind, not obeying idleness, not obeying all these things. always obeying Guru and to see how we can please. Then we can give up our stiffness. We have given up at the time of Guru Maharaj, or sometimes in night, whole night working and serving too much, sleeping there is not chanting Him well, always serving Him, pleasing Him, always serving so many pure devotees like Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and Shruti Maharaj, so many. They are all with us, with Guru Maharaj. So sometimes from beginning, I'm very responsible for chanting name in fixed number. So I used to do, but sometimes in Parikrama and Kartik month, I could not do. Always obeying and pleasing all devotees. So I am in this. So you cannot do.
Received a copy of a recent BNN article on the internet where they say that a guru does not have to be situated in his swarup in order to initiate one into the Gayatri Mantra. They said that this teaching, if someone is teaching that a guru has to be situated in his swarup,
nothing to tell about this. They should think.
Now I'm wondering if we should respond and post it that the guru does have to be a self-realized soul.
If guru has no Krishna prem, how he can distribute others?
Of course.
This is the thing. And if they are telling that even a prostitute, the cinema stars can give, oh, they should have this belief, no hold. We cannot change whole world. Very rare. So nothing to disturb.
Do you want us to respond to that with Shastra quotes and post?
You should write the ideas of your Guru Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. What they are telling have nothing to do with it. We wanted to help them, and if they don't want to help us, we should try to engage our senses in Krishna Sakrasa.
Well, it's not to help them because they can't be helped, but to help the readership, the whole audience.
You can do as you can do. Oh, you should read his letter, her letter.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.